Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price. Going out on our phone line now to a gentleman named Mike Jarecki, who owns the ammo dump in Williamston and teaches an NRA class. He actually taught the class that I took from him last month on firearm safety and to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. The reason for my call to Mike today was the shooting that took place in Lansing over the weekend, and I talked to Lansing Police, a spokesperson today who can't speak because it's still being investigated. The gist of it was that police got a 911 call at 5:45 in the morning and discovered that a man living in the home where the call had come from had shot an intruder in the residence. And, of course, having just taken this class from Mike this last month, it brought to mind several of the things that we talked about. Given we only have what we read in the paper about this, Mike, what is your reaction when you hear a story like this? Is this why you teach people to protect themselves and their families?
Sure, that's exactly it. The fact is, and it's just a fact, it's not a condemnation or an accusation, the fact is that the police aren't going to protect you, especially not in your own home. If you're going to protect if you're going to be protected, you're going to do it yourself. And this is a situation where the guy, from the accounts that we know so far, did what almost any of us would do. The only thing, what amazes me about this seems to be not just in this case, but universally the tack that the police seem to take in it. They indicated a couple of times in the articles I went back and read that they're looking to see if they're going to prefer charges. If you're a normal person, you have a conscience, you want to live with people, and you just want to get along, so to speak. The only thing worse than having to kill somebody is being a victim yourself. This happened at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and the police response is, well, we're investigating it in case this guy was trying to get in what he thought was his house or was an accidental entering. At 5 o'clock in the morning, that's absolutely ridiculous. There is no provisional law that says that whether the guy thought he was getting into the wrong place or into his own house is an issue. The law says if you're in fear for your life. I don't know about you, if I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and somebody was in my house, I would be in fear for my life.
Exactly.
With somebody that I knew.
Exactly. And that is one of the things that left the biggest impression on me when we were going through some various scenarios in your class is that I'm paraphrasing, but you said a normal human being, wouldn't be in that situation coming into my home. And that they mean to harm you if they're in these places at these times or coming towards you with these intent.
Sure. If the police looked at this, and this was people much, much younger than this, and it was obviously they had an all-night party going on and they'd been drinking or something, then you would expect them to look at it and say, well, we're going to look into this a lot deeper and make sure that this was actually a home invasion and that the person's life was threatened. This guy's 64 years old. They didn't give any indication of anything like that being involved. At 5 o'clock in the morning, the law says, the Supreme Court just reaffirmed it, you have an absolute right to defend yourself in your home. You don't need to retreat. The criteria for any time that you're going to use lethal or fatal force or deadly force to defend yourself is that you have to be in fear for your life. That's the issue. It's not whether this guy was thought he was getting into his own house or it was an accident. I mean, how are you accidental at 5 o'clock in the morning? It doesn't matter if it was accidental. If the homeowner was in fear for his life, he's absolutely okay with the reaction that he did. And where the police are missing the point is they're out there because we need them there. There's nothing in the Constitution says we have a police force. We have police departments in small communities all over the country are getting rid of police departments when it's deemed that they don't need to meet their needs anymore. The police need to get back to where their perception is they're on our side. When somebody defends themselves inside their own home, the approach should be that is probably doing okay. We're going to look into it a little bit more. We kind of, they, instead of standing up and advertising it, they keep it in the background. If something really shows up, certainly we want them to look at it. Certainly we don't want them to just turn a blind eye. But it should be the assumption that we're innocent, the assumption that we were okay defending ourselves in our own home, unless something shows up during the investigation. But instead they stand up, and it looks like they're the advocate for the bad guy and trying to discourage anybody else from defending themselves because this guy might face prosecution for doing something that the Constitution says he can do.
And you did drive that point home in the class we took on that Saturday, is that we do have a right to do this, and you take it very seriously. If you raise a gun, you need to be prepared to kill, but that will never leave you. What has happened after that will never leave you for the rest of your life.
Sure, that's it. A normal person, if you kill somebody, it stays with you forever. And from being a cop for a few years, I'd look back at it and say, instead of putting this guy up and say, well, we might have to prosecute him, okay, it would make more sense to say, geez, you know, it's terrible that this had to happen. It's too bad that it was in that situation, but you did what you needed to do until we prove something different. Not to approach it as, well, we might have to, we're still looking into it, whether we're going to prosecute this guy or not.
Yeah, and that is what I got from the spokesman today, that it was too early in the investigation, and they're still looking into whether or not charges will be filed against the gentleman in his home.
The state cop that comes into my shop frequently that we talk with, and he made the point that in the last 20 years, the perception has really changed dramatically. People view the police as us against them, and this is the kind of stuff from the police that fuels exactly that. This shouldn't. Sure, we want, like I said, we don't want them to turn a blind eye, and they should look into it. But they need to do it in the background. The perception up front is that, you know, from the on the surface, instead of saying, well, we might have to prosecute him, on the surface, is say a guy was in his house. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. He has a right to defend himself if his life was threatened. That puts them more on our side. And then if something shows up, then absolutely, then that changes the tone of it. But not to approach it that way. They approach it that we're probably wrong. We're the guy who's wrong. And it looks like they're taking the side of the criminal instead of the side of the ordinary person out there.
Yep. Well, Mike, I always appreciate listening to you and your vast years of experience in military and law enforcement. And I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. I appreciate you chatting with us about this issue, Mike.
Nice talking with you, Cheryl.
Very good. Thank you. We've been talking with Mike Jarecki, who is owner of the Ammo Dump and teaches classes on gun safety and concealed permits and so forth in Williamston. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.